Well, we are going to talk about being led by the Holy Spirit today. So we were talking a little bit last week about being led by the, you know, just touching on it. But I, you know, I wanted to spend a little bit of time, and I think, you know, we won't get too far today because we've already spent some time. But let's go to Romans 8:14. It says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together." So he said in verse 14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." If we are sons of God, we are led by God. All the time we're led by God. God Almighty is sending out, he's speaking to our spirits all the time. It's like a radio transmitter. Right now, there are radio frequencies in this room. But we're not hearing anything. It's because I don't have a radio tuned into any certain radio frequency. I don't have it turned on. But that doesn't mean there's not radio frequencies in this room right now. All the spectrum, you know, VHF, UHF, and all that. You know, there's public radio. I know this for a fact. You know, you can look up all the frequencies of public safety, the firemen and police officers and whatever. You know, people get scanners to listen to that stuff all the time. You know, all that stuff's going on right now. And the only reason we're not hearing is because we're not tuned into it. But that doesn't mean it's not in here. That doesn't mean it's not going on. And so God is leading each one of us all the time. And we just want to be sensitive to be led by how he's leading. I mean, when he's leading us, we just want to be sensitive to him and know that he's leading us and to have more faith in his ability to talk to us and to lead us than our ability to hear him. It's not hard to hear God. It's not hard to be led by him. It's really pretty easy to be led by him, but sometimes we make it hard because I think religion has a tendency to make everything hard with God. We want to make it up to us instead of what we were talking about, that it's by the blood of Jesus that everything's been done. God is so much higher than us. Now, we have been seated with God and made joint heirs with Jesus. But let's, I mean, we don't have to, I don't think any of us deny the fact that God Almighty, he's the creator. He's the one that is over all. He can handle all 6.5 billion people on the face of the earth at once. And all the people that are already in heaven. He knows things we do not know. He is the eternal one. Now, we're eternal, but he's the one that was before any of us. So he knows things that we don't know. He knows where we're going. And so he's not as mature that we may think we are in the things of God. He's not looking at us. He still looks at us as little children. We're still those people. He sent Jesus to die for us so that we could be in the family of God, and so that we could be his children. He views us as children. He does not look at us that say, "Now you go and do it all yourself. And boy, you better, I'm going to put down the clues for you." They're camouflaged, you know, like it's like this hunt, like a scavenger hunt. And if you can piece together all the pieces, then you can get to where I want you for your life. That's the way a lot of Christians view God. That somehow God is going to call you to something or direct you in something, but it's in code. And so you have to try real hard or spend umpteen hours in the Word of God and really decipher everything and like put 15 verses together and somehow make it like God is, this is how he's talking to me, and okay, now I know the will of God, and almost like a badge that we put, hey, I found out what God was trying to lead me in, and it's like a badge of honor. God didn't make it that way. God made it easy for us to be led by him. He made it easy for us to follow him and to be led by him. He doesn't put the clues all hidden. He puts them out in the open. You know, like if you hide Easter eggs for a two-year-old, you don't really hide them. You know, you just put them out in the open. They go, oh, there's one, and there's one, and there's one. Well, that's kind of the way God is with us. He's making it so that, look, if you really want to miss him, you can do it. But he's not going to make it so there's a good chance you're going to miss him. Whereas, religion would make it so that, boy, if you've got the will of God, I fasted, I prayed. Now, I'm not against fasting and praying. I'm not saying that. I'm saying there's a time for fasting and praying, but it's not just to get certain things that God wants every Christian to have. Otherwise, it puts it back on you, and it's you that did it instead of God. God, like I said, I'm not saying there's a place for certain things, but it's not a lot of times the way people make it. Because then it's like a badge on here. Well, I fasted for, 3 days, and I got this. You know, there's people that have fasted for a long time, and then they come off, their body's worn down, everything. If you're not careful, the devil will come and talk to you. Because you're ready. I mean, if you're not careful, some people I've heard of it, they've gotten off this fast, and then the devil comes on with some crazy thing, and they think it's God, and they run with it and screw up their whole life. You got to be careful when you're trying to make it, some fasting or something that I'm going to get something from God. Well, you know what? The devil can entertain you. You ever hear, people think they want to hear a voice to be led by God, or they want some kind of fleece, if this happens, that is opening yourself up to be led by the devil, because the devil controls those things. And people have been accommodated with voices. I don't care if you hear a voice, and we've probably all heard them. It's more like a thought in your head instead of an inward witness, like what we taught. Even if it's right, and I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just saying, the devil's crafty, and he'll try to impersonate God. But nobody can impersonate the Holy Spirit leading and guiding you on the inside. Nobody. No demon can do it. Nothing. And like I said, I'm not trying to say this to put fear. We have authority over all that stuff. What I'm saying is, people try to be led by God in the wrong way, and there's demons that know things, and they'll try to say something, and it's right. And so they think it's God, do this. And so they do it, and they think, well, that was right. That must be God. No, it's not. It's a devil trying to deceive you into thinking that's God. And if he can put, that was right, and you're going off here, pretty soon you're following something that's not. It's a lie. But we don't have to be, like I said, it's not hard to be led by God at all. What we do is just be led by our inward witness, like what he says here. He says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again into fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So that's the way God leads us. He leads us by what we call the inward witness, that he bears witness with our spirit. And it's like a warm fuzzy. Somebody at Rhema who's teaching the children did it, like they had like a real soft glove, velvety glove, and they were teaching the children. They said, this is how it is, like when the Spirit of God's leading you. It's all warm and fuzzy, and you think of going a certain way, and you feel good about it. You feel good about going there. It's just nice, and it feels fuzzy. And they had something real scratchy. So this is when you're going the wrong way. It's just something scratching you. It's just like, it doesn't feel good. And that's exactly the way it's simple. And somebody said it like this, you're trying to make a decision. Think about going the one way. And what does it do inside? What kind of sensation do you get inside? And then think about going the other way. And what kind of sensation do you get inside? And as you go on, and it's just peace. It's like if you think of just a pond or a lake or whatever that just is completely undisturbed, just like glass. It's just peace. And that's what we want to follow when we're being led by God, is just going with peace. If we have peace about something, just go and take another step. And if we have peace about the next step, then we take another step and we go forward. And if we keep having peace, we go forward. And like somebody said, if you're going on and then you start getting scratches, back up to the last time you had peace. So if it starts getting all muddy, you know, you're going along with God and it's all peaceful, but then all of a sudden everything starts getting confused and you're like, I don't know what to do and whatever, stop and just back up. Where's the last time you had peace? And go back there and wait. Okay, I had peace back here, but after I went past this point, it started getting muddy. Okay, God, I know I had peace back there. I'm going to stop and go back here. And a lot of times it's just like you got off a little bit or something happened where you started, you know, trying to get in the flesh, make something happen or whatever, and it just started getting confused. And so you just back up and say, wait a minute, I had peace back here. And then it becomes clear, okay, well, maybe, all right, this, I was trying to make this happen at the wrong time or whatever, or maybe I started going on, no, I'm going to go, maybe I was going the right way, but then I second-guessed myself and second-guessed what I was being led, and people started talking to me, so I said, well, what about this and this? Well, yeah, maybe I should kind of do it that way and add this, what this person's saying, and add this. And now pretty soon I'm confused. And so I stop and go, when was the last time I had peace? It's when it was just simple and I was doing what I thought the Spirit of God was leading me to do and I wasn't adding everybody else's opinion. That's when I was at peace. So I go back there and say, you know, that's probably where I was right. That's when this person talked to me and I thought, well, yeah, it doesn't hurt. Maybe that's good. That person's older than me or this person knows more. I'll go over here. And then I started getting confused. So, and it started becoming unclear and it started becoming muddy. So I'm going to go back here and then I'm going to start going forward and then it's peaceful. And then I walk it out, you know, and it's good. And that's a lot of times that the Spirit of God just leads us like that. So he's given us this barometer, this signal in here that nobody can fake, nobody can talk you out of, and nobody can lead you the way God can lead you there. He knows what's good for your life. And you can have advice. There's nothing wrong with getting counsel, nothing wrong with people telling us, but if it doesn't bear witness with what God is already telling us, we throw it out. And that's the key. There's nothing wrong with getting counsel, and it's like, there's nothing wrong with going and getting somebody's opinion and getting another opinion. But we don't just take all the, so you'll get confusion if you take all these opinions and try to meld them. What you do is as you're getting counsel from somebody, you're staying tuned in here and saying, does any of this bear witness with what God is telling me? And 90% of it might not, but there's something they say, said, yeah, that's right. That's right. And then you're talking to somebody else and it's just in casual conversation. And they say something that's not even halfway related and you're like, it sticks out at you and it bears witness. And so as we go, we can get this direction from different places, but it's all, the umpire is all our spirit and our inward witness. But that doesn't mean that we lock ourselves in a room and because God's leading me, it's just God. And I'm gonna pray till I know the relation. I'm not going to read any books. I'm not going to talk to anybody. It's just God. Well, I'm not saying you can't be led like that, but God is not above using any number of facets coming in. It's just it comes in and it's like this gate. It's like this filter. You have all this stuff coming in and God's bearing witness with you as the filter, and there's certain things that are going to get through and say, yeah, that person, what they said was right. This person, what they said was right. Or this TV show, man, this commercial, that spoke to me. I mean, God can use anything. He's used all kinds of things, you know, in history. And so we just want to be sensitive to do what he's telling us to do and not get pushed off into doing what somebody else would think we're supposed to do, you know, or some book or some method or whatever. We just want to be led in by our spirits and go forward. And if we constantly use peace to be our barometer, we won't miss it. God's made it so we won't miss it. And if you ever start getting in fear that you're going to miss it, again, God's not afraid that you're going to miss it. So if you start feeling afraid that I'm going to miss God, you know who that is. That's the enemy. That's the devil. If we start thinking, I don't know if I'm spiritual enough, which is a complete lie. We're all, if we're born again children of God, we're already qualified to be led. I don't know if I'm spiritual. I don't know if I've read enough. I don't know if I spent enough time. You know, if you don't know if you spend enough time, just stop until you feel peace. I mean, just go with God. If we do that, there's never a reason to be scared that we're going to miss it, because God is not scared we're going to miss it. He's going to make sure we get on if we follow him. Amen. Thank God. Well, I don't think we're going to go much further. That's just, there's a lot of things we could say and we're going to say. I think we may spend some time, but we'll just see where we go next week. But, you know, we'll just see. But there just, if we take one thing away, I mean, just being led by the Spirit of God, it's just that we already have the equipment to be led, that we didn't somehow, we as Christians got gypped and don't have the right receiver, or that, you know, it's the beginning, the Christian that's completely new has just as much ability to be led by the Spirit of God as the person that's being led, has been walking with God for 70 years. And you probably heard, well, I've heard an example, you know, before, and I've seen it, where, you know, somebody that's brand new comes in to something and can tell something is off. Something's not right. But there are people that are, quote unquote, way more mature or been around for a lot longer like they may come into a service or whatever, and these people that are mature are putting their blessing on what's going on. And somebody is looking that's maybe much younger in God or whatever is looking going, that just doesn't seem right. I don't know about this, but they can look around and say, yeah, but you have all these mature Christians, quote unquote, these people that have been around and they seem to be okay with this. What's going on? Or like we're talking about, you have somebody that's been around in some area of business or something so much longer than you, and they're saying, oh yeah, this is the way you should do it. But inside you're saying, I don't think that's right. I think this is right. Don't ever override that. We all have the equipment to be led by the Spirit of God, and He will lead us for our lives. He won't lead me for your life, and He won't lead you for my life. He'll lead us. Now, it's not to say we don't get input. Again, it's just that He'll lead us, and we'll be led, and if we just trust God, He'll lead us in the way that we should go. Amen? And it's not hard, and God is able to lead each one of us. Thank God.